So why should I feel discouraged? Or why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely away from heaven and home when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know
fam and friends of bbtemple.org, also known as Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. That was the late, great Ethel Waters singing her signature hymn from 1952 entitled, His Eye is on the Sparrow, inspired by the words found in today's scripture in Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. Mahalia Jackson re-recorded that song in 1956, and consequently after that it's been covered extensively by both Christian and secular artists, including Whitney Houston, whose 2012 recording was released just 4 months after her death. You know, I had another Bible study, it was good to go. And when I got that very clear nudge to scrap that and go with what we're going to talk about today instead. Because I truly believe that it's in this simple song that there's a lot of power to touch hearts today for His glory. Amen. Amen. So let's look at our scripture today. Again, found in the book of Matthew, verse 10, 29 through 31, I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. And it starts, "Are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows." So what is happening here in Matthew, the 10th chapter? Well, Jesus is preparing his disciples to go out and share their faith and make more disciples. But before he sends them out, he's encouraging them also. So how does he do this? With sparrows and with hair, of course. Sparrows and hair, that's the way I would do it. But seriously, let's start out with hair first. Okay, any guesses? How many hairs on a human head? Any guesses? 100,000. Yeah, I don't think I have that many. But that's, of course, according to the ever-present and omniscient Alexa, who will tell you that if you ask her. 100,000. You, and I'm so glad that somebody's keeping tabs on those, because I have lost countless hairs during the remodel of our bathroom. And I've counted at least that many in the drain. But seriously, let's move on to birds, shall we? Any idea how many birds there are in the world? Yeah, this one really blew me away. 200 to 400 billion birds. Billion with a B. Now, Jesus uses a sparrow, which is a type of bird, but he's basically, you know, referring to a relatively unimportant creature and saying, I don't care that this is, you know, I don't care how many there are. I don't care how unimportant there are. I'm watching them. And I'm concerned about each and every one of those birds. 400 billion. But the point is this. You are so much more important. And you are so much more valuable to him than a bird. So if he's that concerned about birds, suffice to say, he is looking out for you. You know, you may be feeling overlooked. Maybe you're feeling forgotten. Maybe you think, yeah, he's God, he's more important. No, and not so, peeps. He is watching over you. And I know, I confess, I'm speculating, which you're not supposed to do when you do Bible study, but I can only imagine the disciples, after they're spending extensive, intensive amounts of time with Jesus. And now the thought is, here we go. And they maybe felt a little anxious. They maybe felt like they weren't ready. Anybody out there a little bit anxious about the future? Boy, howdy, I sure am at times. But he simply says, fear not. I got this and I've got you. But oh, precious peeps, I can hardly wait to share with you what God showed me this week. He is so good. He is so good. Now let's change to the next slide, if you would. And it should be a picture of Sybilla Martin. Sybilla Martin. She is the author of the hymn, His Eyes on the Sparrow. And I just want to share this with you from Wikipedia, because it's just so awesome. So I'm just going to read it. Sybilla Martin, who wrote the lyrics, said about her inspiration to write the song based on the scriptures, "Early in the spring of 1905, my husband and I were sojourning to Elmira, New York. We contracted a deep friendship with a couple by the name of Mr. and Mrs. Doolittle, true saints of God. Mrs. Doolittle had been bedridden for nigh 20 years. Her husband is an incurable cripple who had to propel himself to and from his business in a wheelchair. Despite their afflictions, they lived happy Christian lives, bringing inspiration and comfort to all who knew them. One day, while we were visiting with the Doolittles, my husband commented on their bright hopefulness and asked them what their secret was. And Mrs. Doolittle's reply was simple. She said, "His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." The beauty of this simple expression of boundless faith gripped the hearts and fired the imagination of Dr. Martin and me. The hymn, "His Eye is on the Sparrow," was the outcome of that experience. Is that an awesome story? Wow. Who does that remind you of? The Doolittles. Who does that remind you of? Let's change the slide. I'm thinking about Don and Anna Ruth Whitmore. I'm thinking about them. And I feel like just buried in this little simple hymn was a huge message of hope for so many of us who are just struggling right now. And how, despite their disabilities, they created a legacy that lives on today. And then we celebrate next month 60 years. 60 years with family, with friends, and a legacy of love of those who've gone on before for people and families affected by disability here and worldwide. So just this one gentle yet powerful reminder, good peeps, no matter what you're going through, I pray you take this away today and store it up in your hearts. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches we. Amen and amen.